أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. وقال علي رضي الله تعالى عنه أنا عبد من علمني حرفا إن شاء باء وإن شاء أعتق. Hazirin Ikram, Honorable Assembly, as we go closer towards the last days, towards the hour, towards Qiyamah, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that knowledge would be lifted. وَمِنْ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَيُّرْفَعَ الْعِلْمُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. From the signs of the day of Qiyamah is the removal of knowledge. Knowledge is going to be lifted. We have to try our best to make dua to Allah, to cry to Allah, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. O my Lord, increase me in ilm, increase me in knowledge. Knowledge is very important in Islam. Quran tells us about ilm, and Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about ilm. In all the books of ahadith, special kitab, Kitabul Ilm, the book of knowledge, in Mishkat, in Bukhari, in Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah. In fact, all the muhaddisin have established a special kitab in their books called Kitabul Ilm. So as we go towards Qiyamah, we do see people having less attachment and importance to ilm and knowledge. Dars, tadris, ilm, the shauk, the zeal, the ragbat for learning, it's going away. A person may perform hajj so many times, sometimes year after year, hajj, umrah, fast in the month of Ramadan, zikr, tilawat, ibadat, worship, ibadat. But to spend some time to secure the deen of Islam through ilm and knowledge, many of us are not prepared. We walk away. We walk away. We turn our backs on ilm. Or we can fast, we can make zikr, come for salat. But to spend some time, a morning, one evening, to seek ilm and to seek knowledge, we walk away and we turn our backs. Thus, ma'adallah, becoming such people who are part of the signs of Qiyamah, that knowledge is going to be lifted, the great ulama will be taken away, people will have less zeal for knowledge. We should try our best that when we are aware of these signs, make effort in our locality, in other localities, bring back the urge, the desire for ilm and for learning. Learning never stops. Oh, but a proud person cannot learn. Arrogant, mutakabbir. Ana alam. Adri, ana adri. I know. So when he knows, he has closed the bab and the door to ilm and to learning. To get ilm and to get knowledge, we need good questions also. So much so, it is reported in the Sunan of Ad-Darimi, alayhi rahma, one of the great muhaddiseen, that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Husnus su'al nisful ilm. Asking a good question is half of knowledge. Being granted the ability by Allah to ask questions which are fair, correct, honest, just, good questions, nisful ilm is half of knowledge. Asking questions at the right time, choosing the right moment, looking for the right opportunity, waqt, time, husnul su'al, nisful ilm. Good questioning, good asking of questions is half of ilm and knowledge. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, the makatib where we send our children to are very important for their basic education, that they will have a good solid foundation. Send your children to the makatib, to the maktabs. Let them learn. The Darul Ulooms, send your children. Those who are working, they are part-time classes. And there are classes that have been continuing in this masjid since many, many years. For many years now, these classes are jari, going on, and will continue, inshallah, until the day of Qiyamah. We should not turn our backs on ilm. Turning our backs on knowledge and ilm is turning away from the inheritance of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Disrespect to the Quran. Disrespect to tafsir. We should not choose also to that a night or a time when there is dars in the masjid, classes, tafsir, choose that time to do other things and turn away disrespect of the Quran. A day has 24 hours. A week has 7 days. A month has 29 or 30 days. Choose another day. But as we go closer to Qiyamah, true to the statement of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about ilm and knowledge being lifted, the great ulama, the ragbat, the zeal. But why, if we ask ourselves the question, why do we not have that zeal for knowledge? And why are we not knowledgeable like our predecessors? Why? It is because we lack certain things. When we disrespect the ulama, be'adabi, disrespect to the ulama, your children will be deprived of becoming alims. Because if we have no ahmiyat, attachment, importance to ilm and the ulama, خدا نا قاست معاذ الله, then your generations, our generations will be deprived of ilm. And from our families, not a single person will become a hafiz, or a mufti, or a qari, or an alim. Disrespect to the ulama, the type of adab we display. So that is a big, a key factor in our ilm being so qaleel, being so small, and our ragbat and our zeal for ilm is going away. But we can fight that by attending the classes, sending our children to the Islamic institutes, going to the part-time classes. Mufti Wasim is continuing his lecture, as you have already been told. The Friday night program has been designed for the dissemination of ilm and knowledge. And the topic which is going on currently is the topic of fiqh, law, Islamic jurisprudence, ijtihad, istinbat, takrijul masail, taken out of laws, taqleed, gairu taqleed, following the madhahib, the imams. Very important topic. So far, we have deteriorated that some people are enemies of fiqh. They don't even accept fiqh. Enemies of fiqh and the fuqaha, the jurists, they are enemies of them. And you hear the Quran, you hear the slogan, sorry, back to Quran and Sunnah. Back to Quran and Sunnah. The fuqaha, the jurists, the imams, the madhahib. Some people are enemies of the fuqaha and the fiqh. Mufti Zarwali, Damat Barakatuhum, said such people who are munkirine fiqh, such people who deny fiqh and enemies of fiqh, understanding of the deen, the laws, the masail, fatwas, the fuqaha, the jurists, apne iman ko tajdeed karna, that they should renew their iman. They should renew their iman. It's a big fitna, ma'adha Allah. Have we not heard the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, Rajulun faqihun. Look at the word fiqh. Rajulun faqihun ashaddu ala shaitan min alfi abid. Let us examine this hadith. Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one faqih, a person who is versed in law, who has understanding of deen, he knows about maslan, masail, ahkam and laws. Rajulun faqihun ashaddu ala shaitan, is harder on the shaitan. He is more severe on the shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. Abid, tell me, who is a real abid today? Abid. Abid bhai. An abid is one who is involved in ibadat, in worship. Not an abid whom you call an abid. Not according to our definition or according to our classification of an abid and worshipper. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he calls an abid, whom he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considers as an abid and worshipper in the eyes of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not one but 1,000 true worshippers in the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, better than 1,000 of them, is just one man with knowledge, with ilm and with fiqh. Rajulun faqihun, faqihun wahidun ashaddu ala shaitan min alfi abid. One faqih, one jurist, one person with ilm and fiqh and understanding of ahkam and masail and laws, understanding the deen, is better than 1,000 people doing ibadat. Oh, but we have been deprived of this understanding, so we give preference to ibadat. And we give no importance to darus, to classes, to tadris, to ilm. And we walk away. And we turn our backs. That's not for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His name is Al-Aleem, Ilmwala, the one who knows, Jannewala, Al-Aleem. Ilm comes from Him. So we are walking away from Allah, His ilm, Aleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was alamun nas, the most learned of all mankind, who was ashrafun nas, the most elevated and respected of all mankind, Allah commanded him to say, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh my Lord, oh my Rabb, increase me in ilm, increase me in knowledge. Are we walking away from that? Huzur-i-Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innama bu'ithtu mu'alliman. I have been sent as a teacher. Mu'allim, the greatest teacher. So when we attach little importance to ilm and to tafsir and to classes and to dars and to darul ulooms and the makatib, we feel we are on the right. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ. And the people think they are doing so well. غَلَط. غَلَط. خَطَى. Wrong path. Hazrat Mufti Zarwali alayhi damat barakatuhum. May Allah keep him alive for a long time. He says, people who are enemies of fiqh and fuqaha and the jurists, such people, the wind, the breeze, the wind of deen and Islam has not touched them. Far. Far away, far away. Deen ka hawa unko nahi lagi. The wind of deen, the breeze of Islam has not touched some people. Fiqh denying, fiqh is denying Quran and hadith. And there's the famous hadith, which is in the Sunan, the hadith of Muaz ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him as governor to Yemen, oh, one of the muftis in his time, sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great alim, min kibari sahaba, from the big sahabas, Muaz ibn Jabal, he's sending him as a teacher, as the governor, as the Amir of Yemen. He may not see Muaz again. Muaz may not see him again. But for the sake of ilm and tabligh and dawah and darus and tadris, sending Muaz ibn Jabal to Yemen, Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking out with him out of Medina, accompanying him. Which is a sunnah to see someone off. See someone off on a journey. He said, oh Muaz, bima taqzi ya Muaz. When you go to Yemen, you know people will ask you questions. Laws, masla, masail, fatwas. How will you give your verdict? With what? He said, bi kitabillah. Using the book of Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدْ فِي, he says, what about if that answer is not in the book of Allah? It's not clear. You don't find it in Kitabullah. He said, فَفِي سُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ, I will look for the answer in the sunnah of the of his Rasul. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدْ فِيهَا, and oh Muaz, if you can't find that answer in the ahadith and the sunnah of his Rasul, then what? Muaz radiallahu ta'ala said, ajtahidu bi ra'yi, I will do ijtihad. I will do qiyas. I will make analogical deduction. I will use my intelligence to find the answer using Quran and Hadith. I will do istimbat, istikraj. I will use the knowledge of fiqh to give fatwas and masla and masail, basing it on some Hadith, basing it on some Quranic ayat. In the light of Quran and Hadith, I will use fiqh. Ijtihad, istimbat, istikraj. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave him this answer, he said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi waffaqa rasoola rasoolihi lima yuhibbu wa yarda. He praised Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praises for Allah. Alladhi waffaqa rasoola rasoolihi, who has given tawfiq to the messenger of his messenger. Because Mu'adh is the messenger of the messenger of Allah. Who has given the messenger of the messenger of Allah the tawfiq and the ability to do such things that will make the Rasul of Allah happy, and such things that he will love. Lima yuhibbu wa yarda, such things which he, the messenger of Allah, will love, such things which she is going to be happy with. Praise be to Allah. Waffaqa rasoola rasoolihi lima yuhibbu wa yarda, such things that he'll be razi with, happy with, such things that he will love. Hazrat Mufti Zarwali said that when Muaz said that he will give his verdicts using the book of Allah, Rasul alayhi salam did not say alhamdulillah then. He did not say alhamdulillah then. Many people can do that, to find an answer in the Quran. We can find people, many people can do that. He did not say alhamdulillah. When Mu'adh ibn Jabal said that he will, if he doesn't find it there, he will look for it in the Sunnah, Rasul alayhi salam didn't say alhamdulillah then. But when Muaz uttered the last statement of using aql and intelligence, ijtihad and qiyas and fiqh, he said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi waffaqa rasoola rasooli lima yuhibbu wa yarda. Oh, this is so important. The muhaddisin and the ulama of Islam said that this hadith is the big treasure. It's the big foundation for ijtihad, istimbat, taking out laws, using one's intelligence, aql, based upon Quran and Sunnah, which the imams, mashallah, which was the practice of the imams, the real mujtahidun. And there's the incident in Bukhari Sharif, famous incident of Juraij. Juraij was a great abid, a great worshipper, a great wali. Juraij was in Salat and his mother was calling, Ya Juraij. And he is in Salat and he's saying, Ya Allah, Ummi wa Salati. Oh Allah, Salat, my mother. What should I do? Ya Allah, Ummi wa Salati. Aw kama qal. He did not break his Salat. He remained in Salat. His mother became very angry with him, that she made a baddua for him and said that, O Juraij, may you be entangled, entrapped with some unchaste woman before you die. Sometimes mothers become angry, scold their children, make badduas for their children. Dua is accepted. That is why parents should be very careful what they say and what they utter. It may just happen, as Hazrat Sheikh had mentioned, you utter it at a time when duas are answered. Oh, this dua was answered, you know. After some time, Juraij was doing his ibadat and worship in a little hut, in the grazing areas, in the fields. A woman became pregnant. She delivered a child, no husband. The people were very upset. Who is the father of this child? Where did this child come from? You have committed adultery. Very upset. Finding no one around, she saw the hut of Juraij. She said, he is the father of the child, Juraij. They went to Juraij. They broke down his hut. They beat him up. And Juraij said, I am not the father of the child. He says, if this little child bears witness as to who the father is, would you then believe me? They said, how strange. The child was born yesterday, and today the child will talk. And Juraij said, Ya Babus, O little infant one, Manabuka, who is your father? And the child answered and said, my father is so-and-so shepherd. The child spoke one of the miracles involving children who spoke from the cradle. The people were very sad. They said, oh, Juraij, we will build back your hut with gold. He says, no, just build it back how it was before. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a very important statement. لَوْ كَانَ جُرَيْجٌ فَقِيهًا لَأَجَابَ أُمَّهُ. If Juraij had knowledge of fiqh, if he was an alim, if he had understanding of the deen, he would have answered his mother. لَوْ كَانَ جُرَيْجٌ فَقِيهًا لَأَجَابَ. And the riwayat is in Bukhari Sharif. Again, the Rasul is speaking about fiqh, fuqaha, ilm. Salat, when there is qaza for something, then that thing could be performed, then there is ada. The masala and the law is that if it is nafil salat, then Juraij should break that off immediately and go to his mother. If it is farz salat, and from the tone of his voice he senses a need, then he should break his salat and go to his mother. Because salat could be performed afterwards. He could make it up afterwards. When something can be made qaza afterwards, you make up for it. Or it is performed, it will be performed. But then when there is a need, a necessity, and a person glances at you with an eye of seeking assistance, with a cry of help, you can't make qaza for that afterwards. That is the time. There and then you have to respond. Juraij was a great wali. Karamat, miracles. The child spoke. But bigger than that is fiqh and ilm. Daras and tadris and getting some ilm and knowledge. Hazarini kiram. May Allah make us understand this. We go to, which is also mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, to the story of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He had great love for ilm, great love for knowledge. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah asks the question in the Quran. Are those who have knowledge, those who possess ilm, are they equal to those who don't have any ilm? Of course not. Kalla. La yastawun. Ibn Abbas had great knowledge for ilm, to learn the lifestyle of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was a very young boy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daily routine, daily practices, muamalatuhu al-yawmiya. Oh, he had recorded that. He knew of it. But muamalatuhu al-layliya, he was not aware of how the Prophet used to act during the night. During the day, Ibn Abbas had recorded and he was aware of the Prophet's daily routines and his ibadat, his mu'amalat, what he used to do. But during the night time, he was not aware. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma came to his khala, his aunt, Hazrat Maimuna radiallahu ta'ala, and she said, when it is your turn for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it's your night, I want to spend that night with you. She gave him ijazat. So much so when the turn came for the Prophet to spend his time with Maimuna, Ibn Abbas also came to the house. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had some conversation with his family and then he went to sleep. But Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma did not go to sleep. He didn't come that night to sleep. He came to wake, to observe the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the night. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam got up qiyamul layl, tahajjud. He got up. When he got up, he saw water waiting for him. Ibn Abbas had the thought in his mind, the understanding that Rasul alayhi salam would get up in the night. You will have to go for istinja. And in those days, there were no toilets in the house. He would need water. You will have to make wuzu, miswak. So he filled water and had it ready for the Prophet alayhi salam. When he got up, he saw the container of water already filled. He asked Hazrat Maimuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, who filled this? She said, it's my nephew, Ibn Abbas, has spent the night with us. He has done all this for you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so happy with him, with this little boy. The khidmat, the service, the adab, the respect. That in the darkness of the night, in that late part of the night, fi jawfil layl, when du'as are answered, at the time of tahajjud, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam cried out to Allah at a time when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasallam was waiting for, when he said that he will soon ask Allah to forgive his sons. The time of tahajjud, the Rasul made dua for Ibn Abbas. And what did he say? Allahumma faqihhu fid deen. Wala make him a faqih. Wala give him understanding of religion. Give him knowledge of the laws, maslan, masail, and ahkam. Grant him the knowledge of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence. Allahumma faqihhu fid deen. Wa'allimhu al-kitab. And wala teach him the book. Give him ilm and knowledge of tafsir. Dua coming from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Afdhalun nas, the best of all mankind. Ashraful anbiya'i wal mursaleen, the best of all the prophets and messengers. Dua at the time of tahajjud. Dua at the time that Yaqub alayhi salam was waiting for. Dua at the time when Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for a son. Of course that dua would be accepted by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that dua. Hazrat Mufti Zarwali Damat Barakatum said, dua ka atharat bahut dur tak chalte. The atharat and the effects of a dua go a long way. They go a long way. The effects of dua, subhanallah, they go a very long way. With respect to time, they continue for a long time. With respect to barakah, big blessings. That dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was accepted by Allah. That Ibn Abbas was known as Tarjamanul Quran. He was known as Hibrul Ummah, the sage of Islam. He was known as Ra'isul Mufassirin, the leader of all the Mufassirs and commentators. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was the great Muqtada, the great ustaz of Makkah, after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Hazrat Mufti Zalwali comments, he says, one of the biggest barakat and blessings that a qadim, that a person who does khidmat for his elders, one who shows adab and respect, the biggest reward that a qadim could receive is the dua of his teacher, the dua of his ustaz. That dua goes a very, very, very long way. That is why we must be very careful that we don't show bi'adabi to those from whom we seek ilm and we seek knowledge. Ah, they are human beings just like us. The ulama, they have mistakes, they have faults. They are human beings just like us. But we must be very careful we don't disrespect them. Khidmat and service and adab, so that their heart makes dua for you. On the contrary, you show disrespect and bear the beat to those whom you get ilm and knowledge from, then you will cause discomfort in the hearts. The Amir of Balakh became very angry one day with Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin al-Rum. And he said, Nikal Jawiya Hasi, go from here. Maulana Rumi, the great mystic, the great Waliullah, the great Alim, who wrote the Masnawi Sharif, he left Balakh. But because of that insult and that bi'adabi, Hazrat said, Mufti Zarwali, that for 500 years, not a single alim came out from the city of Balakh. Bi'adabi. Today, we receive ilm from people. Today, we get knowledge from people. And these very people are teaching our children also too. How do we speak to them? What tone of voice? The adab, bi'adabi. It brings bad luck, bad fortune. So one of the best things that a person could receive, a qadim, is the duas of the elders. The respect he shows to them, the khidmat and the service, their hearts become overjoyed and they make duas. Duas are accepted. Dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this boy was accepted. As we are on the point of adab here also too, so important. Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was a Rasul of Allah. Taurat was revealed to Musa. But because someone had asked Musa, one day when Musa qama qatiban, stood as a qatib, lecturing to Banu Israel, somebody asked him, Hal ahadun a'lamu minka? Is there anybody more learned than you, O Musa? Musa alayhi salam said, La, no. Musa's answer was correct. Musa was the Rasul at that time. He brought a law, a Sharia, the Torah. He was the most learned at that time. But Allah did not like that answer. Allah preferred humility. And Allah had preferred him to return that to the ilm of Allah and his Rasul. And to say Allahu A'lam. Sorry to Allah. That Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best. The ilm is with Allah. That is the answer that Allah had preferred. وَلَمْ يَرُدَّ عِلْمَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He didn't return that ilm and knowledge to Allah, and he said, no, there is nobody more learned than me. So Allah was displeased with that answer. And so Allah took him to task for it. And Allah told him that there is one who is more learned than you, O Musa. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Quran says, above every learned person is the person who has more ilm and more knowledge. There is one who is more learned than you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for this jawab and this answer. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, how can I get to him? How can I seek this ilm from him then? And Allah told him what he should do, arrangements for the journey. It's a very nice long, it's a long story, it's in Surah Al-Kahf. What is matlub here is when he met Hazrat Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, whom he was ordered by Allah to go and to seek knowledge from. And even Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had that zeal also to go and get this ilm and to seek knowledge from Khadir alayhi salam. When he met Khadir alayhi salam at Majma'ul Bahrain, at the junction of the two seas, at a place where there is a spring called Ainul Hayat, the spring of life. Well, these things are mysteries, hidden treasures. When he met Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam and he introduced himself to Khadir and salam, kalam went on, he asked Khadir alayhi salam to seek knowledge from him, permission. But you know how he asked it? He said, in the words of the Quran, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى Musa alayhi salam said to Khadir, هَلْ أَتَّبِيُكَ Can I follow you? عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي On the basis that you would teach me, مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدَ From what you have been taught in terms of guidance. Look at the respect, the adab that Musa alayhi salam is showing his ustav, one whom he is seeking ilm and knowledge from. Hal atabiyuka, the commentators, Hazrat Jalaluddin comments on this. Look at what adab and respect Musa, who has received the Torah, is given to Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam. He is saying, hal atabiyuka, can I please follow you? Can I follow you with politeness? Ala antu allimani, on the basis that you will teach me. Mimma ullimta rushda, from what you have been taught in terms of guidance. And he followed Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam. But Khadir told him, he said, Anta ala ilmin. O Musa, you are upon such a knowledge. Allamaka Allahu iyyahu, which Allah has taught you. La a'lamuhu, I don't know it. Wa ana ala ilmin, and I am upon such ilm and knowledge. Allamani, which Allah has taught me. La ta'lamuhu, you don't know it. So you may not be able to keep patience with me. You may not understand the things that I will do. It's a different type of ilm. It is ilmun ladunniyun, ilmun wahbiyun. The adab, the respect Musa alayhi salam showed to Khadir alayhi salam, who is now becoming like an ustad for him. At this point, we remember the qawl of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ana abdu man allamani harfan. Hazrat Ali said, I am a slave of a person who has taught me even one harf, one letter. Insha'a a'taqa, if he wants, he could set me free. Wa insha'aba, if he wants, he could sell me. So let up, Hazirin Ikram, Honorable Assembly, be very careful how you deal with your ulama. The people who you receive ilm and knowledge from, show no disrespect, adab. Don't even call them by their names. Show adab, respect, khidmat. The du'as come out and the du'as go a long way. The du'a for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Ibn Abbas by the Rasul alayhi wa sallam went a long way. So much so, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to keep Ibn Abbas in his majlis. Sometimes when we have big ijtimas, we get an idea of what goes on. Big ijtimas, so the akabir, our akabir comes, Maulana Ahmad Lat, Hazrat Patel Sahib, great ulama, the Siddang for Shura, it's an honorable assembly. Zatanang for Mashura. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to keep Ibn Abbas by his side and keep him in such gatherings with big sahaba from Ashura, sitting among the elders. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, "Oh Umar, why do you keep this little boy amongst us? He is like a son." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "He has plenty of ilm. He has plenty of knowledge. And in the gatherings of Umar's, age did not matter. What mattered was ilm and taqwa and piety." Sir Abdul Rahman ibn Awf said, "We all have ilm." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, "A time will come, you will see. You will see. We will wait and see. A time will come." And the time did come. The Sahaba, mature Sahaba, big Sahaba, majlis, mashura, consultation, big gathering of Sahaba with Hazrat Umar. The big Sahaba in ilm and taqwa and all these things. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked a question to the assembly. He said, "Tell me, in this surah, in Suratul Fath, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا." إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح, when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and when the victory comes. It will soon come. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And when you see the people coming into Islam in great folds, multitudes, big crowd, crowd upon crowd. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Then do the tasbih of Allah mixed with his hamd and praise. Say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Do zikr, praise Allah, glorify Him, wastaghfir, and beg His forgiveness. Allah is telling His Rasul that. Innahu kana tawwaba. Indeed, Allah is tawwab, of returning with His forgiveness. Hazrat Umar said, "This surah, tell me, what special thing is in this surah? What special thing is declared in this surah here?" Big Sahaba were around. Some of them said, "Well, this is news that Islam will prevail, Islam will reign. It is news about victory and fatah, and people from all over the world will come into Islam." Different answers. No one gave the correct answer. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu turned to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas and he said, "Tell me, ma tara fiha? What do you see in this surah? What is your opinion? What special thing is in this surah?" Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, "Fiha na'yun bi mawti Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." In this surah, there is an announcement of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when you see people coming into Islam, when the help of Allah comes, when the fatah and the victory comes, fatah of Makkah, the futuhat, the conquest of many cities, people coming into Islam, entering into Islam afwajan, in groups, in crowds, crowd upon crowd, then your mission is fulfilled. Your mission is fulfilled. Now become ready to meet Allah. Akhirat ki tayyari karna. Become ready for your journey towards Allah now. It's time to leave. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika. Do the tasbih of Allah. Praise Him. Wastaghfir. Ask Him for forgiveness. It's time for you to depart. Prepare. Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and he said, "Ara kama tara." I also think the same thing that you think. I also see this which you see. It's the same thing I see. Point was proven. The barakat of the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so, one time, it is also a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, that Abdullah ibn Abbas, despite all this ilm and knowledge, he wanted to ask Hazrat Umar a question. But the riwayat of Darimi, Husnus Su'al Nisful Ilm, asking a good question, looking at the opportunity at the right time is half of knowledge. Sometimes people board you at all different times. I have a question. Ask this. At the right time, right place, right moment. Ibn Abbas had a question to ask Hazrat Umar. And he waited and waited and could not get the right time to ask him. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khalifa, prepared for Safar journey, Hajj, going for Hajj, leaving Medina and going for Hajj. Ibn Abbas accompanied him on this Hajj. Came up, it so happened on the journey, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had the need to answer the call of nature. He went into the jungle. Coming back on the way, he saw Ibn Abbas waiting for him with a container of water for him to make wuzu and purify himself. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Abbas said, "You know, Hazrat, it's a long time I wanted to ask you a question. I couldn't find the time and the right place and right time. Now I see this is both of us are together, we're alone. I want to ask you a question." He said that in the Quran, when Allah says, "In tatuba ila Allah, faqad sagat qulubukuma. In tatuba ila Allah, faqad sagat qulubukuma." Which two women is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about in this ayat? Umar said, "O Abdullah, the two women are Hazrat Aisha and Hafsa. Aisha and Hafsa." And he said, "Listen, whenever you want to ask any question, you come straight to me. You have ijazat and permission for me. Come to me anytime, any place. You have ijazat and permission." Another point here is that look at Ibn Abbas, look at the ilm he had. But still he was dependent upon the ilm of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What knowledge Umar had. When Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath was revealed, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to cry and didn't say a single word. And the Sahaba were wondering, why is he crying? But when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, they understood why Abu Bakr was crying. And they said, "Wakana Abu Bakrin a'lamana." Abu Bakr was the biggest alim from amongst us all. That is why Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they say that Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they are ayatani min ayatillah, two great ayats from the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah, became ra'isul mufassirin fil Quran. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, ilm, knowledge of fiqh is so important, the dars, the zeal, the ragbat. But we are being deprived because of our lack of interest. We turn away, so Allah turn away from us. Our bi'adabi, our disrespect to our teachers, the same teachers who are teaching our children, not getting proper duas from them. So then how is the ilm going to come in into our lives? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I understand the ahmiyat, the importance of fiqh, fuqaha, ilm, knowledge of deen. May Allah grant us the ability to do khidmat to our teachers, to our elders, to our kabir, to show adab and respect to those above us, and to show mercy to those who are younger than us, that mashallah we may get their duas, and once again ilm may prevail in our masjid, in the surrounding masjids, and in all the masajid of the world. Let's bring back knowledge and ilm alive. And whenever there is darus and classes, try to be present and don't turn backs and walk away. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.